Hello everybody, I'm Chobolad, a reader in ancient history, papyrology and Egyptology at the University of Kent. Today I'd like to tell you about one of my great passions, underwater or marine archaeology. It is a particularly exciting field for me as it unites two things that have always excited me, the ancient world and diving. The choice of this topic for this talk today is explained by some sensational discoveries in recent months. In the first part of this talk, I'd like to tell you about a very recent discovery that has caused a huge amount of excitement among archaeologists and scholars specializing in the ancient Mediterranean cultures. The site of this sensational discovery is the Fourni Archipelago of Greece, a group of 13 small islands between the larger islands of Samos and Ikaria in the eastern Aegean Sea, close to the coast of Turkey. One might be forgiven for thinking that today this area of the world is literally a provincial backwater, but definitely not so in ancient times. 2 millennia ago, this group of tiny islands lay in one of the busiest shipping lanes of antiquity, where commercial routes between east and west and between north and south crossed. Further, we must remember that due to the unsophisticated navigational skills and technology available at the time, most ancient ships tended to sail along the coast rather than across the open sea. This brought with it one major danger, that is the danger of hitting rocks just below the surface or being driven onto coastal cliffs by storms. Indeed, the waters around the Fourni Archipelago had all these essential ingredients, so to speak, of a ship graveyard. This autumn, a team of Greek and American underwater archaeologists conducted a short 2-week survey of an area around the Fourni Archipelago, which brought to light probably the most exciting of archaeological discoveries of the past year. In a small area of the seabed, which represents only about 5% of the coastal waters of the archipelago, they discovered no fewer than 22 shipwrecks ranging in date from archaic Greece to the Renaissance. Although they found shipwrecks from the classical Hellenistic and Roman periods too, the largest number of ancient wrecks, 12 in total, was found from the late Roman and early Byzantine era. Why is this sudden increase in the number of wrecks from this particular period? We cannot be certain, but the answer probably has to do with the founding of Constantinople and the reinvigoration of the Eastern Roman Empire that was taking place in precisely this period. These 22 new shipwrecks increase by 12% the number of known documented historic wrecks in Greek waters, and so also in numerical terms, this is a very major discovery. What exactly has been found? The rate of decomposition of organic materials on the water is much faster, and so the ship's timber, human remains, and other organic materials have all vanished over the centuries. So then, how can individual shipwrecks be identified? Each shipwreck has been identified by its cargo scattered on the seabed. Here I need to add quickly that all of the ships found were merchant vessels laden with a variety of cargoes. The ancients used huge pottery vessels called amphorae to store and transport a wide variety of foodstuffs and other commodities in. So it was by the amphorae scattered on the seabed that each shipwreck could be identified by the divers. By analysing the residues found in the amphorae, archaeologists will be able to identify their precise contents and to reconstruct the composition of each ship's cargo. As a large proportion of ancient maritime trade was in essential foodstuffs such as grain, olive oil and wine, and as the neighbouring island of Samos was particularly famous for its wine throughout antiquity, it is expected that wine and olive oil will figure prominently among the cargoes. Smaller jars may contain more expensive commodities such as honey, fruits and nuts, or indeed luxury goods such as perfume. The precise identification of the cargoes will greatly help archaeologists and ancient historians to reconstruct trade routes and networks and economic patterns in antiquity. If you are interested, you can find a continuation on the second podcast of this series.